I think they'll play three at the back.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Hello, patrons. Tuesday is deadline day. Well, it is nowadays, isn't it? Really, because every week we seem to have midweek football.
Thankfully, this is the last time till game week. I think 36.
Actually, oh wow!
Where we'll have a midweek deadline. So this
we'll have midweek football, but it'll probably be double game weeks in between now and then.
Cup fixtures, Champions League restarting, etc., etc. So yeah, I mean, I am fried. I could do with the break.
From it's been
two deadlines a week. Yeah,
I mean, straight off the Christmas and the intense kind of fixture schedule around then, my laptop just flashed up and said, battery low.
Charge it then, please, mate.
Done. I put the charger was just hanging out a little bit, you know, dangling out. I pushed it in. Well, it's done. Perfect.
Normally takes me ages to find the right hole, so I'm glad quickly. What are you doing this week?
So, as it stands, I'm lined up.
Nothing.
I'm lined up with Johnston in goal away at Sheffield United, although I think Sheffield United will beat them. But I think it's a safer bet than Areola against Leicester. So I might even make a goalkeeper transfer if I'm feeling fruity later on this afternoon. Robertson and Cancelo at the back. And then I've got to make a choice of Soufal away at Aston Villa or Dallas at home to Everton. I think I'm going to stick with Stuart Dallas this week over Soufal. I do think Villa will probably score against us. Then I have a midfielder, Foden, Rashford, Salah, Bruno Fernandes. Captain's armband is on Mo Salah. The vice captain's armband is on Bruno Fernandes. Up front, I have Dominic Calvert-Lewin, Bamford, and Antonio with a bench of Areola, Suchek, Soufal, and Matt Lowton. Roll the transfer and see where we go.
I should be rolling too. I've decided not to buy Sun for Soucek. It might be a move that I make at the weekend. It might not. There's consciousness in not doing anything at the moment for a number of reasons. Those include one that you just mentioned, goalkeeper. So I actually think that Sheffield United will probably beat West Brom tonight. But like you, I'm going to go Johnston in goal over Areola. Don't like Johnston's next two. Areola's are okay, but it might be the right time for me to jump towards Martinez or actually Nick Pope is, in terms of timing, the weekend is possibly perfect to make that move. So I want to leave that open because I think goalkeeper transfers generally should be done when you're quite comfy and happy with where you are, not just for the sake of it. So it's part lining up for a highly likely double for Burnley as well and great fixtures before it. Rüdiger, high on radar to potentially get. This money I've got in the bank, Serge, I could well have even more by the time game week 23's gone, in spite of making 2-3 transfers possible.
Yeah.
But I think it's probably more likely that I will make 2 or -4 the weekend. I've decided I'm going to roll now. So team for me today will be Johnston in goal, Stones, Diaz, Robertson, Salah captain,
Fernandes.
Yeah. Well, I've got James. To be honest, I've got James Justin first sub, so don't really care.
Perfect.
Bruno Fernandes vice sub. Gundogan and Soucek in midfield.
And Salah, you said as captain, right?
Salah captain. Yeah. Antonio, Bamford, Calvert-Lewin up front. Subs: Areola, Justin, Soufal, Lookman. That's what I'm going with this week. Let's see if they can that those three subs all look like they'll go off again. Let's see if they can put 4 or 5 points between them.
Which like at the moment, the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I've been getting away with it last couple of weeks. I just don't think that Sun's. I don't want to buy Sun prior to playing Chelsea.
Yeah, and I think we talked about it on the main pod. If you are comfortable missing the points, then it's okay to just leave the transfer go.
Yeah, money in the bank, rolling transfers, all these things at the moment seem like really good ideas for those who are prepping towards the possibility of doubles. If you know you're using your wild card in game week 25, do whatever you need to do on short-term thinking. Mine is a little bit different at the moment.
Yeah, indeed. So should we talk about the rest of the world versus Europe competition?
We can, just before we get that up. I guess Salah, is it straightforward captaincy? Is there any concerns from that perspective? Or
I mean, he's just hauled. So statistically, no is the answer. I'm trying to think of reasons why I'm uncomfortable captaining Salah. Rotation and all the rest of it, sure. But you saw what happened against Crystal Palace. He came on for 30 minutes, destroyed them. He looks lively. His finish against you that was disallowed eventually because of the handball was lively. Great, two great goals against us. In the mood. I think Liverpool smell that if they can get on a little bit of run, they might try and be able to at least stay in the hunt. The title, as difficult as it's going to be, I think I'm just going to stick with Salah.
I put a captaincy poll on Patreon last night for captaincy, obviously, for this game week. Cancelo, Fernandes, Gundogan, Salah, Son, Sterling. The six options I put up, plus if anyone else wanted to vote for other. And there's only one respondee who said they were going for not one of those six. 70% are going to be on Salah from the patrons, is how it looks. So, Brighton obviously better defensively. I think in terms of the fear of the rest, you've got obviously Mane's not at 100%, although I suspect he'll probably start Sadio Mane, because their attitude to it is he'll need minutes before Manchester City. That's their attitude to it. So I think if he can play, he will play. And there's obviously the little concern that Brighton have obviously kept three clean sheets in a row. But I just think, historically, his record against inferior opposition at home is incredible. It's just a straightforward play this week. He's not going to be to the level of Bruno, obvious, last week. But I think this is what a lot of people will do.
Yeah.
And I think also, those who've been thinking about all Man City captaincy, there are some that are going to do it. I would only probably go for Cancelo or Sterling under those circumstances. But the team at the weekend has probably just given people quite a lot of fear, who may have been thinking, I'll do that, to go, I've got a little bit of doubt now. I'm not too comfortable with that. So quite a few of the patrons said they're going to go Cancelo. I don't mind it.
Yeah.
It's balls out and brave.
Yeah. It's not for me, but I don't mind it. I don't mind that. I own Cancelo, but it's not for me. But I don't mind.
Rest of the world versus Europe. How many did you smash me by this week?
Didn't, for a change, James. I took a minus eight. Because obviously I had Harry Kane. So I downgraded Harry Kane to Dominic Calvert-Lewin, who blanked. And I had the money and I had the points as well. So I got rid of Max Kilman and I bought in Ruben Diaz, which is just as well, because he was the only player, aside from Jack Grealish, that returned for me. 32 points, minus eight. So sorry, I made one other transfer as well. Who else did I get in?
So you finished net 24?
Yeah. Horrible game. Bloody hell.
What was your game week rank?
6.8 million.
Good going, mate. You know how many computers have just beat you last week?
Well, it doesn't help when Sterling and Cancelo ended up missing out. But I'm not making any transfers this week. I'm gonna leave it be. I'm gonna roll out with Robertson, Diaz, Cancelo at the back, Areola in goal, Fernandes, Grealish, Suchek, Sterling, and Rashford, and then Calvert-Lewin and Antonio.
I've made a transfer, a free one, because it's now a defender that I can actually buy, although whether it's worthwhile, I'm not quite sure. This rest of the world team has been a bit of a comedic joke all season long, so why not bring some more comedy into the team? I've bought Sideshow Bob, David Luiz.
I was going to say, David Luiz, I could have guessed it when you started talking about comedy.
Well, DeAndre Yedlin, work permit issues, has now gone to Galatasaray anyway. So he obviously had to go, and he wasn't playing anyway. So David Luiz in. I'd left that money last week so I could get a half decent defender in. I think the timing of it when playing Wolves is fairly reasonable. It does mean I'm probably still in a situation where I'm playing Semi Ajayi this week, because I think Chris Wood probably won't play for Burnley against Man City, which I wasn't that bothered about anyway. So I've actually busted Jai in the team over Chris Wood. I am Alisson over Mendy. That might be mad. Jai, Thiago Silva, David Luiz, Anthony Robinson, Salah captain, Son, Morris, Vice, Rafinha, Cavani, and Firmino, and wanting to sort out something with my front line is the next priority. But yeah, just struggling along. I got 48 last week, which is not the worst, but that was very much saved by Salah's 15 points, double clean sheet for Mendy and Thiago Silva, assist for Rafinha and Firmino. I put the fucking armband on Son, didn't I? The fucking idiot.
Well, I had mine on Sterling, so... I had my vice on Calvert-Lewin, so yes.
Talking of vice captaincies, that probably brings us on quite nicely onto our differential team, because we captained Raheem Sterling in that, but we had a nice vice captaincy, which I don't recall us actually discussing, but decided to do anyway. I put the vice captaincy on Harvey Barnes. Thank God I did as well, because the differential team only scored 47 last week. Clean sheets for Diaz, Maguire, and a baby assist for Firmino and Rafinha was our week, essentially. So Harvey Barnes was the only scorer we had in the team. Got John Stones as well. Shame we couldn't get the third Man City player removed, because there's Stuart Dallas sitting third.
Sitting
on the
there
bench
with
as
seven
well.
Points, yeah.
So we have to make a transfer now, Suj, because John Stones' ownership. It is currently over 20% as well, anyway. It looked like it was going to take a bit of a dip after we didn't play last night, but at the 24-hour cutoff, it was over 20% anyway. So he has to go. So that's the priority. 1.8 million in the bank. We kind of did set out pre-last game week that we'd buy Luca Dean. Are we still keen on that, or have we gone cold on it?
Well, he did move to left back. I mean, Everton have got two good fixtures in Leeds and Fulham out of the next three. He does take set pieces. I don't mind getting Luca Dean. At the end of the day, it's a differential team, right? And he is a differential as it stands at the moment.
Possible double in 24 because Man City's Arabic account said so. Said there might be a fixture and had a very faint out image of Everton in the background. This doesn't come as a shock to me and Suj because we always said City would almost definitely play 24, 26, 27.
Yeah.
It's dependent on the cup result against Swansea, and Everton will probably be the first one, just chronologically in terms of rescheduling from postponement. And also because it's likely to be short notice and they're the closest team geographically as well. There are so many reasons why it makes sense that it would be Everton that they play rather than Southampton or Wolves is also a possibility should they beat Swansea. But I think that's set up. So there's possibly that as the double as well. But the thing is with the Everton assets, all right, so they have a double now, Fulham and Man City. Do we care about the second game? I mean, the defensive option against Man City, what's he going to score? Two or one? Does it matter?
No.
Not really. Yes, of course, there's extra 90 minutes where something could happen. He'd be on the odd set piece and his crossing is obviously very good. I'm a little bit colder on the idea. I want to mention six other names to you as a potential John Stones replacement, Suj.
Right, go on then.
Kyle Walker.
What's his ownership?
Kyle Walker's ownership at the moment is 5.6%. He is 6.1 million. I think he plays at Liverpool. I'm not sure if he plays tonight. I think he probably will. And the reason I think he probably will is the same as what it is for everybody else when they play Burnley. Kyle Walker's one of Man City's best headers of the ball. So I think he probably does play right back and Cancelo plays left back. Left that's back. My instinct.
Yeah. I think that's Pep's preference.
I think it probably is. I'm pretty sure that's what it'll be at Liverpool at the weekend. There are certain games he wants to use Zinchenko in kind of this inverted, almost holding midfield / left back position. Cancelo can also, Cancelo can play pretty much any defensive role that he wants. He's incredible.
And any midfield role as well.
Exactly. So, but I am convinced that he wants to play Kyle Walker at Liverpool just because the recovery pace in behind. He knows that if Liverpool hurt him, that's where it's going to be. Left hand side, quite possibly, where they've had issues with Robertson and Mane in the past in games, and also obviously over the top. And Walker's recovery pace is phenomenal. Now, if he wants to play one sitting fullback and one attacking, obviously then Cancelo left back seems to make perfect sense. And yeah. I think that's the way they'll probably go on Wednesday night. A few other names which are all cheaper than John Stones to mention for usage. Matt Target, Aston Villa. He's playing very well at the moment. 7.6% owned. Rob Holding is playing every week for Arsenal at the moment. 4.5 million, 5.8% owned. Luke Shaw, I know you mentioned on yesterday's podcast. 4.8 million, 3% owned. Joel Ward, 4.3 million at Crystal Palace, 0.8% owned. They obviously have a very good run of fixtures. Newcastle, Leeds, Burnley, Brighton, Fulham, the next five. And the Fulham could become a double with Manchester United as well. And the other name, Antonio Rudiger.
I was waiting for him.
I mean, obviously.
One of these six names is going to be Rudiger.
Of course, 4.5 million, 1.2% owned. I think any of them seven choices are quite viable. I'm not keen on Walker, but it does give us still a treble city.
Yeah, I would go Kyle Walker just because I would try and get as much Manchester City coverage as possible.
But I also feel like if we go for Kyle Walker, it's potentially going to block us on a few things. So, I mean, De Bruyne's ownership is extremely unlikely to drop down low enough. He lies. No. Kevin De Bruyne's ownership is 11.1%.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's understandable.
So Kyle Walker's off.
Yeah. Let's leave and wait to get KDB as soon as
we can. Yeah. Let's do that. So let's not go Kyle Walker. We rule him out. Jesus. I don't think it would drop that much.
Or Rob Holding.
Okay.
And I don't fancy Luke Shaw. I think I would say of the list, Rudiger's probably the best shell.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm inclined to agree with you.
Yeah.
Let me put it another way. I'm inclined to agree with myself. I think Rudiger's the right call, mate, with Sheffield United and Newcastle after Tottenham. I feel like that's the right call. And it's like it's low risk at that value, isn't it? If he ends up sitting there for a bit.
Exactly. We've got Dallas and some other coverage on the bench, so.
So the question then would be, do we play him? Do we play Rudiger at Tottenham over? Let's assume Diaz is obviously locked in there. We play Harry Maguire at home to Southampton. Then we've got Dallas at home to Everton, Soufal at Villa, or Rudiger at Tottenham.
Rudiger at Tottenham. Like we said, the title of yesterday's pod, No Cane, No Teeth. I think I fancy Chelsea to potentially keep a clean sheet if they're going to stick in Jorginho and Kante or Kovacic and Kante. They could keep a clean sheet. I'd play Rudiger.
I agree with you again. Dallas is capable of scoring at the moment in any game. I think he's going to stay in midfield. I haven't thought last week he was going to go back to left back. It looks like he's probably now going to stay in midfield. And what he does, unlike Leeds' other midfielders, whether it's Click, Rodrigo's probably out, that's part why I say this as well. Whether it's Click or whomever else in there, the one thing that Dallas does, he runs beyond.
Yep.
So if Bamford is back to goal, Dallas goes beyond him. And he likes to pick up the space. I feel like Dallas is good for Bamford as well, possibly. So there's a little bit of nervousness in terms of leaving Dallas out if you own with that prospect. But I don't ever expect a clean sheet in any game for them. I actually think Everton will turn them over tomorrow night, which I'll explain in a bit. So I think, yeah, Rudiger.
Rudiger is in. Captain?
Sterling?
Yeah, stick with Sterling.
I think that's the right call, isn't it? Having had a rest at the weekend and stuff as well. Rashford, Vice. Now, up front, we've got Martial, Firmino, Adams. I want to play Che Adams because you know my philosophy on it. United have not been brilliant in games at Old Trafford this season. And I think the players that Southampton have available to them means that they probably haven't got much choice but to attack the fixture because Romeo's doubtful again. Walcott's probably out. It means they're possibly going to have to play Stuart Armstrong either in central midfield or right back. So I don't think they've got much choice but to just try and play the game and try and win it. So I want to play Che Adams over Rafinha, who's got a yellow flag.
I wouldn't, but I know you've got, he's like your secret love child or something, is Che Adams. So
not really. I'm ready to get rid of him, but I don't I mean, we could. If we make that move, let's have a look what it leaves us in the bank. If we go John Stones, remove, select replacement is Rudiger. In your own time, James, it's not like this is a podcast or anything. People are trying to listen to you. See how I fill the empty space there? So gives us 2.4 million in the bank. If we remove Adams, we've got 8.3 million to spend. Can that get us to Richarlison? I wonder. Let's have a quick little look.
I think it probably can. I can't see Richarlison having gone that high.
Danny Ings 8.4, Josh Short, but then you're not going to take a hit from Ings to Adams to Ings. No, Richarlison's
at 7.8.
He's 7.8. Would you prefer to do that for a -4 then?
Yeah, I wouldn't do it for a -4, but I'd save that transfer for the weekend, potentially. I don't know, actually. If we're going to do it, we may as well get it done. I think have the Leeds fixture rather than walking into a more difficult couple of games.
I'd say Cavani as an alternative, but we're stuck there with three Man United at the moment.
Okay. I think Richarlison for a -4, let's do it. Let's do it. Yeah.
I'm not overly big on that, man.
You want to stick with Che Adams? All right, we'll give Che Adams one last roll of the dice and let's see if he rewards
us. We ain't going to give Che Adams one last roll of the dice because at the weekend, Che Adams has got Newcastle. So Che Adams stays now. He's not going at the weekend. I don't care. And Richarlison's got Man United at the weekend. There's not a transfer we're going to make at the weekend, even if it's for free. We'd go one more.
Let's play Che Adams. Let's do it.
Che Adams in, wins again, fucks the team up himself again. Vice captain, just in case, because we needed it last time. Rashford against Southampton, Barnes at Fulham.
I think Rashford's going to go off at some point soon. He's blanked for quite a while. He doesn't blank forever. I'd leave it on Rashford.
All right, you can have Rashford Vice because I know Sterling's going to play. Should we do predictions?
Oh, do you?
Yeah, Sterling will play. He assumes because he knows Pep inside out.
Exactly. Results or predictions for what we think is going to happen in the next couple, in the next 2-3 days.
Are you going to watch any of the football tonight, by the way?
Yes.
What are you going to watch?
United Southampton.
So, I mean, that's fairly obvious. So I've got to watch Newcastle and Palace, have I?
Yeah, have to. We could just blag it. Sheffield United, West Brom. You think Sheffield United are going to win?
I'll be honest with you. I think I'm going to blag it. Now, actually, to be honest, if St. Maximin is in the Newcastle team and Palace pick the attacking forward they picked at against Wolves at the weekend, it might be a better game, actually. You're not going to watch Wolves and Arsenal or Sheffield United, West Brom, no?
Nah, probably not.
I might watch Sheffield United and West Brom, you know, just because it might be funny. I'm going to go 1-0 them Blades.
I'm going to go 2-1 to West Brom. Big Sam, back in it. Let's see what he does. Wolves, Arsenal. Would have been a tough game in the past, but Wolves not scoring and not keeping clean sheets. Do you think Arsenal will be able to pull through? Do we know if Saka's going to be back?
I expect him to be fit. It looks like he trained yesterday, but they're a bit cautious about it. They said they will check him. So it's probably however he's feeling this morning. I would expect him to play. I'm not sure that Aubameyang will play, even though he's in full training. I'm not convinced that he'll play, actually, because I just think psychologically, the week of no training, etc., they might actually still leave him on the bench because Lacazette's doing all right as well. But I'll go 1-0 Arsenal.
2-0 Arsenal for me. I think they will score two goals. They've got some attacking impetus with Smith Rowe and Saka. So 2-0 Arsenal. United Southampton.
I'm going to back Saints to score, partly because what I said, but I'll go 2-1 United.
I was going to say the same. I think, 2-1 United, they'll get the job done, but I don't think it'll be amazing. Newcastle Palace, I'm going 0-0.
I'll go 1-1. This is quite a tricky call, this one, actually. I can visualise Newcastle winning 1-0, but I can also visualise Palace getting a few on the break here, actually. It's a difficult one to call. And therefore, I think when I'm in doubt, I just go 1-1 by default.
Mm-hmm. Burnley, Man City, 5-0 City. Default result.
It's never been 5-0 at Turf Moor. I think
4-0 City.
I think it was 4-1 in December, not obviously just gone, the one before. They conceded a very late goal. I'm going for 2-0 is what I'm going for.
Yeah, I think you're there or thereabouts. 2-0, 3-0, one of the two, I think, is what led
I just to. Think as well with this one that I think they'll know that if they go two goals up against Burnley, they've won the game.
Yeah, they'll do the same as they did against Sheffield United and just take their foot off the gas.
I think with Liverpool at the weekend, I can't see them pulling all out to go and batter them. They're in a great position goal difference-wise as well now, City. So I can see them strolling through the game, to be honest. I'll go 2-0.
Fulham-Leicester?
I'm going to back Fulham to get something, actually. I'm going to go 1-1, but I was tempted to put 2-2, actually. I think they might get something, Fulham. They've obviously played very well at the King Power, which was kind of the start of this change of system for them. And it just feels suddenly like Leicester have picked up a few issues. Vardy out and Didi out. Fofana out. Castagna out. Fofana apparently could be as long as 6 weeks, I've heard. Now, the blessing is they've got Siunchu back fit. Ricardo Pereira. So the replacements in that area is not a problem at all. But it's just suddenly it was like they had everyone fit and then there's a few players injured again. It's just been a little bit destabilising. Jamie Vardy, Brendan Rodgers said, could be back for the weekend against Wolves. And he suggested that Wilfred and Didi won't be far behind so he could make the Liverpool game in game week 24. But I'm just going to back Fulham to get something here, actually. The usual with them, a draw, 1-1.
I think 2-1 Leicester. I think everything you've described, but with Maddison and Tielemans and Barnes and Perez and whatever else they choose, I think they'll probably just about still have enough to get over the line 2-1. Leeds-Everton.
I'm going to back Everton to win 2-1. And the reason I'm going to do that is it's an instinct that I have that we'll see something very different from Everton tomorrow. Not just in terms of reaction, in terms of bad performance against Newcastle. I think they'll play three at the back. I think they're going to play Dean and Iwobi as wing-backs. I think they're going to set up with Richarlison and Hammers quite central behind DCL. And I think they'll pick three powerful centre-halves. And I think that's the idea, is to flood Leeds a little bit centrally and leave themselves in good position where they can exploit counter-attacks properly. A little bit similar to what Brighton did a few weeks ago against them. I could have that completely wrong. But I think Everton might go free at the back. I think it might surprise. And I think for this particular game, it will benefit them. It will allow... What the free at the back does against Leeds, we saw a bit of this in the Leicester game. It didn't particularly help Leicester. But when Leicester switched to free at the back in the second half, they had far greater control with the ball. In fact, they had a 20-25 minute spell in terms of possession, which is probably more than anyone's had against Leeds all season, actually. But they weren't more creative for it. I think like Leeds were, let's sit for a minute here because they're taking control and we're not sure what they're doing. And I think it just became a little bit of a lull in the game very briefly. And I think it might have a similar impact if Everton do this as well. We've long said that we think the best way to play against Leeds is five at the back. If the wing-backs are Dean and Iwobi, obviously without the ball, it very much can be a back five. And I've just got a sneaky that's what they'll do. If they don't, it might get battered about 3-0 or 4-0. As if I'm predicting Leeds for a clean sheet. I'll go 2-1 Everton.
I'm going to go 2-2 for Leeds-Everton. I think it's going to be a fairly open game. Both sides will score, and in the end, I think both will take a point. 2-2 for me for Leeds-Everton. Aston Villa-West Ham.
This is a really tough one, actually. I'm going to go Villa-Jost 2-1. Yeah, I think it's a tough one. And I part go Villa 2-1. Just because psychologically just coming off Liverpool and a day's less rest as well. I mean, if you react to losing to Liverpool in the way that Tottenham did, then you'll get your pants truly pulled down. I'll go 2-1 Villa.
I think it's going to be 2-1 Villa as well, which is why I'm going to predict a 2-2. I can't predict West Ham to lose. So I think if anything, it's going to be a 2-2. If we're going to get anything out of the game, it's going to be a high-scoring draw. So 2-2 Aston Villa West Ham. But bracket, I actually think they'll beat us 2-1.
You did get it. Just go 2-1.
Liverpool, Brighton.
I'm also going to go 2-1 here. I'm going to bet Brighton to score.
Okay.
I'm going to go 2-1.
Yeah, I think if they can
used the ball better than we used the ball in the moments that they got it. And they did use the ball well against you. Then I think their progressive build-up play, they'll give themselves a shot at scoring. But I think 3-1.
I think that Veltman has possibly got an injury, and so's McAllister. The Veltman injury possibly forces them to play Dan Byrne, which is not great for them. He's possibly very good for Mo Salah, by the way. It probably means Ben White at right wing back, but which I don't like. But the one thing that Byrne is, he's massive, right? And I can see Byrne and Dunk being a huge problem for Liverpool at set pieces. That's why I part back them to score. But if Byrne plays, I mean, that would be good news for Salah if that's the way they go. I'll go 2-1.
And last but not least, Chelsea Spurs.
It's okay to back your own team to lose because it's honest usage. You know, I think everybody thought when I tipped Brighton to beat us last Friday, James is just depressed. He's in a mood. No. James knows. 2-0 Chelsea.
I was going to say exactly the same. I think 2-0 Chelsea as well. I think they'll beat you 2-0.
Anyway, Tottenham tomorrow. leave it there.
Well, yeah. I mean, Tottenham, we should probably do on Friday, to be honest with you, after both of us have played. But let's see. Tottenham is coming at you tomorrow, patrons, as well as a quiz on Thursday. Another differential show on Friday.
Sky, any transfers?
Not tonight. No.
I'm done now. Literally, I could lose my whole team, get wiped out, injured. I'm not doing anything else now. Done. Finished.
Bruno tonight?
Yeah. There's just a slight temptation to go for Leno. I won't. But slight temptation because of Wolves at the moment. And I just think that could really easily be an 11-pointer. And then when I think about it and I think, will Bruno get 11 points against Southampton? I think, probably not.
Yeah.
So there is a temptation to go with Leno. I won't. It's just, to be honest, at this stage now, I had a little jump. I had a really good Sunday with like Bamford and getting Thiago Silva in and stuff. So I think just consolidate tonight. Just go Fernandes. A lot of people are probably only going to have Fernandes tonight, I think. So anything from Leno would be nice anyway. Not that I fucking want it, by the way. I hope he gets -2.
There we go, patrons, a differential show. Get yourself onto James's live stream if you are listening to this before the deadline. If you're listening after, it's not going to be much help to you. But do stay safe wherever you are, please. Thank you for all your support. Ciao for now.
Thanks, patrons. Good luck for the game week. Cue music, please, man child.
Fantasy Football Show.